Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. And market analyst Tom Lethar joins us when we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lethar joining us now from Lethar Commodities. And Tom, let's look at these livestock futures. And, kind of a tough day yesterday for the cattle futures, ending lower across the board yesterday.
That's correct. As we saw yesterday, Dave, our cattle market, after having a couple sessions, I should say three sessions of upside, we saw yesterday's trade negative, as was the close negative, as profit-taking and technical selling seemed to pull prices to the downside. Now, just a little something to look at. From the February low to Wednesday's high, August live cattle had gained $16.42. August feeder cattle in the same time period gained $31.12. And July lean hogs have dropped $6.55 from their May high to Thursday's low. Now, yesterday, choice box beef was down 47 cents, select boxes down 7, and a movement of 133 loads. Cattle kill 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 71 cents, and there was a few cattle that moved in the Southern Plains at the price of 155. On the close yesterday, August live cattle 60 cents lower. August feeders down 52 cents. July lean hogs closed 70 lower.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures yesterday, and it had to be a real disappointing day. Wheat future, everything all lower across the board yesterday.
Unfortunately, that is correct, as we saw a second straight session of wheat, corn, and soybeans closing negative. The lack of price bullish news for the grains or the soy complex in Wednesday's report continued to bring about the selling that we saw take place yesterday. Now, the current weather event of excessive moisture, especially through the southern plains and parts of the Corn Belt, may turn into a price positive situation in the short term for the grain and soybean markets. Now, the overnight trading volume has been very active with mixed price action. At the moment, July KC wheat is 3¾ cents higher. July corn and July soybeans are both trading a penny and a quarter lower this morning. July cotton is up 4 points. July crude oil is 79 cents lower. September dollar index is up 33 cents, while Dow Jones futures are 49 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lethar, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.